Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so with Le'Veon Bell, Josh, you're firmly convinced this is going to turn into
a distraction, a waste of time.
A media excrement show.
Yes. Bell tried it early, tried playing the nice guy, the good guy, the team guy, the Steeler Nation guy, and it didn't get him anywhere in his eyes. He'll get tagged, and then he's going to go and say, well, I guess I have to retire now, and then go into his music career and probably he's going to go that route. Now, it could be a bluff, obviously.
It's going to cost the Steelers $14.5 million for this franchise tag, right?
Yeah.
As stupid as he's acted in the past at times, I would like to think that he's smart enough not to try and get into a spitting contest with the Steelers over this thing.
Le'Veon Bell.
I said I'd like to think.
Do you think that Le'Veon Bell at any point in his life is going to be a reformed knucklehead? I mean, look at what this guy just did. He didn't go to camp. I couldn't predict what Le'Veon Bell is going to do at 2:00 this afternoon, let alone in a month and a half from now, in 2 months from now, on July 16th. It's just he's thoroughly unpredictable. You never know.
He's unpredictable, but he's very predictable because it's probably not going to be something that's good, and I predict that. So because he's predictable on the bad side, I think he's just going to absolutely blow up this team. I think early on, and you say, well, he has to prove to the other teams that he's auditioning. He doesn't have to. He'll get picked up. He'll get a massive contract because it's going to be something that you can say it doesn't matter. Maybe it's an ankle or something. He'll do something where he won't finish this season if he gets
fans love Antonio Brown. Love
yes.
him, right? Every yes, kid has his jersey. He's AB. He smiles. What do fans think about it? About Le'Veon Bell, both the player and the person? Like, is he?
They love him.
Still?
As a player.
No, I'm talking about as an entity, as all that mixed into one. Like, do you see as many kids wearing Le'Veon Bell football jerseys anymore? Do you see people? When I say this, let's say I walk, and this is the great barometer of Pittsburgh. You walk down to Market Square at noon, because that's what the news channels do whenever they need to find a man on the street thing. They just go right outside of, they just go to Market Square at noon. They go to the fish place at the corner.
Yeah.
And so they stand out there and they go, if I were to say, who's your favorite Pittsburgh Steeler? And I asked 100 people, would many say Le'Veon Bell right now? Not maybe, that means a hill of beans in terms of a contract
maybe,
or...
Maybe 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't... And I think that weighs into some people's thinking, fans' thinking, in terms of he's a great performer on the field, but we could kind of wash our hands of him. He's a guy we don't like off the field. Or he's a guy we kind of have a shrug-our-shoulder mentality about.
Because they can't relate to him off the field.
Looking at him, is he worth it? Forget about all that stuff. I'm saying there's other problems. I just watched him have a healthy, healthy season, and he's the best running back in the game, and they still lost games. And going to the next year, not any better.
But they didn't lose because of him in the playoff game.
Well, they didn't score 30. They didn't score 30 points all year, like they said. And that's true. They didn't lose because of him, which is my point exactly. Okay, you need to spend money elsewhere because defensively,
no. But they gave
holes.
It. They were in that football game. He played well.
He played well
in a playoff game.
My thing is, there's other touches. You could put someone, you can put a good running back there, and be able to fix all the other holes you have defensively.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like the offense is just as good without him as it is with him, though.
No, but I'm not going to tell you that money couldn't help the defense massively and maybe win you a game.
It could, but I still don't think it's enough to offset what he does on the offensive side of the ball.
Go into next season.
I think you go until the rest of Ben Roethlisberger's career. And you say, we're going to try to score 52 points and hope they only score 51. I feel that way.
You won't have to play Jacksonville.
That's
who,
fine.
We got their quarterback an extension that...
I think they beat the New England Patriots in the regular season game.
Yep.
They beat
them. Yes, effectively.
I mean, they beat them.
Right.
Jacksonville, no excuse either time for Jacksonville. But I think the rest of Ben Roethlisberger's career, you go into it and you say, we're trying to outscore you. Is the defense going to struggle because of – yeah, they probably are. You know, Artie Burns was drafted in the first round. He needs to play better.
Yeah.
There's stuff
Bud
like
Dupree
that that's happening.
Needs to play
Bud
better.
Dupree needs to play better. Like, these aren't down-the-liners coming in that were free agents or six-round picks that you plug in. This isn't Dirty Red who's playing every snap. Who got? I mean, I like him, but,
right.
you know,
well, I hear you.
Like, Artie Burns, they did invest there. They did invest with Cam Hayward. They did invest with Stephon Tuitt. They did invest with guys like that.
And if you're going to say, yeah, we're going to go out and try and score 50 points every Sunday, part of effectively going after that is having a weapon besides Brown. You can't just beat Ben to Brown in a prayer, and you don't know if Martavis Bryant's going to show up or catch a football.
I think Jesse James and what's his name just got a hell of a lot better this year. I think Juju Smith is going. Juju Smith had to. You don't think Juju Smith is going to take his game to another level?
That's why I think Martavis Bryant is the expendable guy, but he doesn't make any money, so you keep him around and hope that he does something great.
But that's also a weapon though for next year.
Here's the text that I think answers everything about the Market Square question. I want to be a big Le'Veon Bell fan so bad, but he makes it so hard. And that's what I think. That's the voice of Pittsburgh right there.
Yeah.
That's what I think how a lot of people feel in this town. They want to root for the guy. They want him to succeed. They want him to win, but he can't get out of his own way.
He did the hard part.
Right.
How about being the best at a position in the NFL for the Steelers, and you can't be liked? That's awful.
It is. It makes it pretty tough.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.